From VOA Learning English, this is In the News. This year, 52,000 children have entered the United States from Mexico without a family member or guardian. The children are mainly from Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. U.S. Border Patrol agents detain most of the boys and girls. Normally, Mexican citizens who are caught are quickly returned to Mexico. People from other countries are processed through the immigration court system. By law, children cannot be sent back alone. They must be processed through the Office of Refugee Resettlement or put under the care of family members living in the United States. Sean Moran is Vice President of the National Border Patrol Council. He describes what U.S. agents have seen recently along the Rio Grande River border with Mexico.
Most times people that are crossing the border illegally attempt to evade the Border Patrol. They do not seek them out unless they're injured. But in these cases, Border Patrol agents are actively being sought out. People are just waiting in very conspicuous areas to be apprehended by the Border Patrol.
Michael McCall is a member of both the Republican Party and the U.S. House of Representatives. He is the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee. He says the Obama administration should have predicted the large number of unaccompanied children.
The tragic fact is these children are making a dangerous journey based on misinformation and the false promise of amnesty.
Congressman McCall says areas along the Mexican border, like his home state of Texas, are unable to deal with so many children. He wants President Obama to take action.
States should not need to protect what is in the federal government's role under our Constitution.
The Obama administration rejected putting National Guard troops along the border. Last week, the administration also announced plans to open more detention centers to house the children. Mississippi Congressman Benny Thompson belongs to Mr. Obama's Democratic Party. Mr. Thompson rejected the blame from Republicans.
It is irresponsible to attribute this crisis to one U.S. policy, or for that matter, one U.S. president.
Some Republican lawmakers have called for more fences and tougher security along the border. Republican Congressman Mike Rogers represents Alabama. He says the crisis is avoidable.
I've been there. I know what I'm talking about. And we don't have a fence down there, and if we did, we wouldn't have five-year-old children coming across.
Tristan Reed is a Mexico security expert. He says the drug trade is largely to blame for people leaving Central America.
They are escaping from legitimate drug wars that are going on in their cities or their municipalities.
He says poverty also influences the decision of many parents to send their children to the United States. Jay Thompson is the head of the Department of Homeland Security. He calls the migration of Central American children a humanitarian crisis.
We're talking about large numbers of children without their parents who have arrived at our border hungry, thirsty, exhausted, scared, and vulnerable. How we treat the children in particular is a reflection of our laws and our values.
He adds that the U.S. government is required by law to provide care for the children. And that's In the News from VOA Learning English. I'm Mario Ritter.